Kenny Capon is joining us in the context of Adult Learners Week, an international celebration that highlights the power of lifelong education and encourages people of all ages to build new skills, pursue fresh opportunities, and embrace learning for life. Tani, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're one of the ambassadors of Adult Learners Week. But before we delve into your journey into adult education, tell us about yourself, who your mob is.
I'm a 36-year-old Aboriginal woman. I come from the Kamilaroi Nation. I have a lot of family in Inverell and Moree and all over New South Wales.
And you're one of the ambassadors of Adult Learners Week 2026. Tell us about your journey into adult learning.
So I had been in doing random jobs throughout my whole life, but it didn't quite click with me. So I ended up attending Rural Outreach because I heard that they had a receptionist job going, and once I got the reception job, I ended up wanting to be a support worker, and then from there that gave me the opportunity to become a traineeship through community college in Inverell, and I did my Cert 3 and Cert 4 through a traineeship through community college over 2 years. And while I was doing my traineeship, I was also working for Rural Outreach and Support Service.
Yeah.
But while I was working, I was in the middle of being homeless and looking for housing and opportunities like that, which I have overcome.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your work experience before embarking into adult education, which ultimately changed your career prospects and your work-life balance and work-life experience? What was it like before embarking on the journey of adult learning?
I've lived through homelessness most of my life.
Yeah.
Being able to go to the learning as well as working here has built my confidence up enough that I can speak out about my life, how it was,
yeah,
and how many barriers that I had to overcome. And I've always believed that study could help me out of my situations, which
yeah,
it did,
yeah,
a lot. It gave me the opportunity and the confidence to say, hey, this is not right. I'd rather live my life being happy than not. If I didn't end up studying and getting this job at Rural Outreach, I would be still couch surfing and still trying to make my way in life.
Going through homelessness and navigating studies, how did you manage that? Homelessness and studying, how did you manage to navigate that?
I would make sure that I'd have everything clean for the day that I needed to work or go to community college. That was my biggest barrier, is making sure that everything was nice and clean so that I looked presentable.
Yeah.
Which I made work all the time. I also was made sure that I stayed close by my work and community college. So I was couch surfing on family and friends' couches for a year.
Yeah.
Until I could save up enough money that I bought myself a little bus that I turned into a Winnebago to live in. And then from there, I also saved up enough money to buy myself a caravan, and I am now living out on a property.
Wow.
Little steps at a time, but yeah, I finally got there in the end.
So you've got a roof on top of your head. And getting that, it must have taken time to save money to finally be able to buy a vehicle, then a caravan.
Yes.
So that's thanks to employment, I believe. After your studies,
yes,
you managed to finally get yourself a roof on top of your head.
Yeah.
So through stable.
If I didn't end up studying, I would be still couch surfing and still trying to make my way in life.
Yeah. So, and now you've got a special role.
Yes.
Tell us about what you do and how you are now supporting others, because I believe that's providing support to others who've been through rough patches as well.
So we're a specialist homelessness service that helps people in need to get into housing. We also run a men and ladies women group. We also run small courses like anger management, healthy relationships, budgeting courses, and we help with all the barriers around that. So if someone needs help with filling out a housing application but they don't have a birth certificate, we help them apply for a birth certificate so that they can get on the housing application. So we work with the clients in order to help them obtain their goals.
And what's the most important skill that helped you the most navigate those difficult patches?
Patience. Knowing that it will come.
Patience is not easy when you're going through a rough patch, you know.
It is.
Where did you get the strength to be patient?
I've always had patience a lot. Because growing up, I see a lot of other homeless people and that get very frustrated, and then once they get frustrated, they don't get anywhere from there.
Yeah.
So I've learnt to talk myself to be patient enough to sit down, wait for the outcome, and then it always comes.
Do you find that now going through your education as an adult and finishing your studies, did you find that it also gave you confidence in what you do? Or?
So I wouldn't have been able to do this interview at all before, because I didn't have the confidence to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm a very shy person and I'm a quiet achiever.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do all my goals but not get recognised for it.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit in the back of the class and say, yeah, I've done that, thank you.
But now you're confident to face the public.
To speak out about it and share my story.
Yeah. So you've come through really tough times and now you're leading, a role model lifestyle.
Yes.
Before I let you go, what else can you share with us that we may not have covered in this conversation that is really important for our listeners?
I would say that if you're thinking about adult learning and you feel scared that you may not be able to achieve your goals because of your age, age is just a number. Learning is everyday experience, and just have a go.
Tani Kirpan, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio today and sharing your story of going from homelessness to adult learning and now to a successful career helping others turn their lives around.
Thank you so much for this opportunity as well.